A very good morning to all of you. This is Brian Thomas on behalf of www.goforgold alongside my co-host Lucky Parrish, welcoming all of you to our episode, today being a Wednesday. Right, let me start quickly with what is happening in the Asia Cup, scheduled to get underway on the 9th of September. But on this podcast, we will focus purely on how Sri Lanka is tagged into Group B. Right, the first game for Sri Lanka will be on the 13th of September. They'll take on a strong Bangladesh outfit. Come 15th September, Sri Lanka will play against Hong Kong. 18th of September, Sri Lanka have their commitment against Afghanistan. Now, this particular group, that's Group B, is tagged as the death group, because three top teams are in pursuit. But if you look at Group A, India, Pakistan have oppositions, namely Oman and United Arab Emirates. And what the tournament organizers have done is the teams from each group, two teams from each group will qualify for the Super Fours. So from a Sri Lankan perspective, that will be a difficult and a challenging task. I mean, let's face it, I'm not saying it's difficult, it's a challenging start, correction. Right, the Super Four of this tournament will get underway on the 20th of September. I hope you've marked those in your respective diaries. Support Sri Lanka cricket, who are in for the Asia Cup 2025. Let me also quickly add that the mini white ball series against Zimbabwe, which is a bit of a preparation from a Sri Lankan white ball perspective, gets underway this Friday, the 29th. Now, here is something that Sri Lanka cricket have done for all the club players. Congratulations to Shami Silva and the rest of his committee members. The president has come forward yet again, supporting players and support staff. As you know, there are 14 premier clubs in pursuit at first class level, and there is an insurance cover for 350 personnel from the entire 14 premier clubs, of which 282 players and 70 for support staff. And they are insured against personal accident. And let's keep it that way. Right, each club has been asked to nominate five top players for even critical illness. So it is fantastic gesture by Sri Lanka cricket that insurance cover is absolutely pertinent. Mind you, 20 players, five support staff are entitled for this critical illness insurance as well from the premier clubs. So that's very good news indeed, very encouraging for first class cricket, as we will foresee stiff competition, because cricket, let's face it, under this particular rule under President Shami Silva, is looking at the bigger picture, and that's good news. Well, that's about it on the cricketing fraternity. Rugby is having a bit of a slumber, obviously. And of course, cricket will all get rolled up again come the 29th. Thanks for listening. And here is a song for your listening pleasure.